Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Ephesians. So get close to your radio and bring your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time.
You have another thing. They are dead in their trespass and sin, and God has quickened us. Then God has raised us up. Why is that such good news? Because we were walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of the disobedient. But now we've been raised above that. We are above this world. See, anytime you go into the world, basically you have came down. You don't let the world pull you down. God done raised you up. You're above that. You're above the vices of this world. And we as Christians got to see ourselves that we done been raised above that. As a matter of fact, not only have you been raised above that, the Bible says you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so you in charge of that. You got power over these things that you used to didn't have power over. See, I don't have to drink anymore. You know why I don't have to drink anymore? Because I'm above that now. And I'm seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, what was our scripture verse that we memorized? Ephesians 1 and 3. What did it say? Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. See, now I got access to whatever I need. Why? Because God said that he has blessed me with everything I need in heavenly places, but there was a problem. I couldn't get to it. But now he done raised me right up there that I got access to it. You see, now I'm in heavenly places where my blessings are at. Yeah, you're with me. You're with me. So I don't have to do what I used to do because I'm not the same person I used to be. I'm above that now. I'm no longer in that now, down there in the world. See, you got to see yourself. You already done been raised up. See, in other words, if you got any kind of habit, if you got any kind of drug problem, alcoholic problem, it's already done been broken. See, you got to catch up with what God done said about you. See, our problem is we done been duped by the devil. The devil keeps telling you what you can't do because you ain't this, you ain't got that. I mean, it's going to take a long time. No, it ain't. The moment that your eyes come open, you see what I'm saying? It's just like, see, as long as you see yourself as a poor person, you act like a poor person. You'll say, no, I can't buy no car. Why? Because I'm poor. No, I can't buy them clothes. I can look at them clothes, but I can't buy them clothes because I'm too poor. No, I wish I could, you know, get some better shoes, but I can't get no better shoes because I'm poor. But if you knew had access to $1 million, you'll change your tune overnight. If somebody just gave you a checkbook and says there is $1 million in that account, all you got to do is just go on and sign, go on and write it out. You will change that. You'll start car shopping. Yes, you put overnight. You'll start car shopping. Even if you got to walk to the car lot. You'll start car shopping. Yes, you will. You're a car shop. You're a dress shop, a suit shop. Yes, you would. I mean, you just be shopping, shopping, shopping. Because why? Because see, what has happened? Your eyes done became open to what you really have. And so, what you gotta see now is one time you didn't have something, but now you do have something. So you don't have to do what you used to do because you're not the same person that you used to be. Why? Because now you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So whatever you need, you already got it. All you got to do is claim it. Our problem is we still say, oh, yeah, I know that, but. No, no, leave the but out of it. Amen. You need to leave that out. You need to start claiming. You don't have to act like an unbeliever if you truly got Jesus living on the inside of you. You got Christ living on the inside, then Christ has taken you and also seated you. And so positionally, you are above all sin. You are above all worldliness. So whatever worldliness that was in your life, you don't have to do that. See, before you got saved, you had no choice. But once you got saved, now sin is a choice. If you catch me out there on Harry Hines, and I say, you know, I couldn't help it. No, I could have helped it if I'm saved. That's a choice. Because the Holy Spirit put a check in my spirit and said, you don't need to go there. Right. See, in order for me to sin now, I got to throw all of God out of my life in order for me to sin. I got to go against the Word of God. I got to go against the Holy Spirit of God. I got to go against the conscience that God done gave me. In other words, I got to just knock stuff down at my weight and haul on off and sin. You see, because see, God is not going to violate my will. If you want to sin, even though you're a believer, you can go on sin. Now, be ready for the consequences. You can go on sin all day long. And if nothing happen to you, then you just ain't a child of God. Because the scripture says that God chastise those he loved. So once you go on and sin, I mean, you can leave the church and go on out there and haul on off and sin. But when you come back, be ready to get your whooping. That's what Mama used to tell us. Y'all can slip off if you want to, but if I find out, be ready to get your whooping when I get back. Yeah. Be ready. So you might as well stop by the bush and get your switch. That's right. And you couldn't bring Mama a lip one. That's right. That's right. Mama would want you to get two or three and tie them together. Platter. And they better not break. She'll whip you with that broke switch and then tell you to go out and get another one. You know better than that. Bring me this. Bless her heart. All right. So we have been raised up. Somebody say up. So did you see? We have been quickened. We have been raised up, and we have been seated. So basically, we are like a king over our sin problem. But if the devil can continue to do a dupe job on you and say, you just got to keep trying, child. You'll get it one day. You just got to keep trying. Try harder, child. You'll get it. I mean, don't Yeah, the devil talked just like I'm talking now. See, the devil knows you are going the course of this world. He got you going the course of the world. See, the world will never get out of their sin problem because you can't ask the flesh to help you get out of sin. You can't ask the flesh to help you crucify the flesh. The flesh don't want to be crucified. The flesh loves to sin. He don't want to change. That old sin nature don't want to change. That's why it's so easy for us to watch bad stuff on television. Huh? Because of that old sinful nature. It's still there. But it all depends on what you feed. You can either feed your Holy Spirit or you can feed that old sinful spirit that's in you. And if you feed the Holy Spirit, you'll be strong. But if you feed the sinful spirit, you'll be weak. So as a Christian, see, you can't listen to K104. And then you can come in here and sing and preach and pray with the power of God. See, you can't get, I use K104 because, you know, the hip-hop. You can't feel yourself with the hip-hop. You can't fill yourself up with the hip hop and think that you got the, you're going to come to church with the Spirit of God. You got two different spirits. See, the hip hop is taking you to the world, you know. And so you got to get yourself filled up with the Spirit of the living God. And the way you do that, you get into the Word of God. And you surround yourself with the people of God. And just because a person go to church don't mean that they are a person of God. If you see people still trying to pull you the course of this world, see, people need to be trying to take you to where God wants you to be rather than where they have already been. Did you hear what I say? I was talking to a young Christian once, and he said, Pastor says, I don't want to go to the group meeting. I said, why not? He said, because they trying to take me back to where I already done been. They trying to get back to the club. I just came out. See, that shouldn't be. See, that shouldn't be in the church. Huh? Oh, it done got awfully quiet again. Let's see here. But it should not be. See, you should be learning some new things, not something old. You already know how to joke. Huh? You already know how to do that. You don't need to be coming to church and trying to find somebody to go out to joke with. That's the course of the world. It's sad, but that still goes on. See, you got to learn a new way of having fun. See, as a matter of fact, if you don't know a new way of having fun, just stop having fun until you learn a new way to have fun. No, I'm serious. See, many of us, it takes wisdom. Before I got with the Lord, every Friday, Saturday night, you go somewhere. But once you turn your life over to the Lord, you just can't be panicking, I got to go somewhere. You just got to learn how to stop and be still and learn how to have some good, wholesome fun. You ain't just got to go out every Friday, every Saturday night, unless you are part of the world, because the Bible says bad things come out at dawn. Roaches come out when it get dark. Rats come out when it get dark. Possums come out when it gets dark, skunks come out, coons come out, all kind of scavengers come out when it gets dark. And you think about it. You got every Friday and every Saturday night, you got teasers and heartbreakers that's out there. They scavengers. Oh, let me move on. Let me move on. Let me move on. Let me get on back up here. Let me get on back up here. I thought I could focus on what God did, but it looked like we're going to have to talk more about what we were. Because I think some of us got some hang-ups. I think some of us are hung up with the hang-ups. Because, I mean, we should be done past that, but look like I see on some people's faces, what's wrong with that? Now, if you gotta ask, you know that change ain't took place yet. Because, see, when a person really comes to the Lord, not only are you running to Jesus, but you running from something. Yeah, you trying your best to get away from something. And can't nobody hold you back. You trying your best to get away from it. That's how God knows you want to be saved. You see what I'm saying? You know when somebody is excited about doing something. When somebody is excited, when kids are excited about doing something, how do they do? They jump up and they take off running, don't they? Now, if you see somebody, you ask them to do something, they... When do you want, I mean, and now... Do you just have to have it now? That person really don't want to come. They really don't want to do it. They ain't excited. See, God ain't going to be trying to pull somebody into heaven. If you want to come to heaven, you better come on, put some track shoes on. See, if you knew the fire that was waiting on you, child, you would run from that. You sure would. Let's look at this third point. So, you see the four things there. What's the four things there? He quickened us. He has raised us up. He has seated us in heavenly places. And he done saved us. He done saved us. God saved us. Now listen, if you are saved, one of the ways to test that, what God saved you from? A lot of folks say, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Huh? Have y'all ever heard that? If you go to some traditional churches, you will hear that. Amen. I'm saved and sanctified and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. What did God save you from? You say you saved. What did he save you from? Huh? See, God saved you from something to something. So what did he save you from? And that's part of your testimony. And if you can't say God saved me from something to something, we're going to have to check that salvation out. God saved you from something, and he saved you to something. He saved you from sin. Amen. And a lot of times, God saved you when it says sin from your own self. Because self was the biggest enemy, if the truth be told. Yeah, yourself was the biggest enemy. And that's the thing about when your eyes become open, you see that it wasn't none of my mama, my sister, my brother, my daddy, cousin, and uncle, but it was me that was standing in need of prayer. And a lot of times, when your eyes come open, you didn't realize just how bad you were. That's how you know you are saved. Because your eyes have been opened, you see how ugly the sin life was, and you say, I don't want to go there no more. I don't even want no part. Matter of fact, I don't even want to hang out with no people like that. You start having a hatred for sin and have a love for God. Yeah. You have a hatred for sin. Yeah. You sure do. I mean, you hate it just like I hate beer. It leave a bad taste in your mouth. I think we're going to have to talk a little bit more about this worldliness one day, but we're going to have to move today. We're going to have to move on today. Look like I'm making somebody mad talking about their beer. So let's go on. Number three. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. Beer tastes nasty. They told me you got a acquired taste for something that you got to drink 100 times before you get used to it. You know when I threw all that stuff up, but that was telling me my stomach got more sense than my head. My brain was saying, leave that alone, leave that alone, leave that alone. But I kept on trying until my stomach said, since you won't listen to your brain, let me just check in. Get that stuff out. It rejected. See, when a person get drunk, they call it, what's the name for it? Intoxicated. In other words, you got toxic on the inside of you. You done poisoned yourself. You drinking poison. That's for another time. Let's finish out. All right, what we were, what God did, so God saved us, and what we are now. What are we now? The scripture says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute, I skipped a verse, didn't I? Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. That's one of the most important verses in the Bible. That's one of the most important verses in the Bible. If you don't learn no other verse out of this book of Ephesians, learn that verse there, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it's the gift of God. And so the only way that a person can get saved is got to be by God's grace. You get saved by God's grace. And it's through faith. And the Bible even says that faith is even not of yourself. It's the gift of God. In other words, if God didn't give you the faith to believe in Jesus, you wouldn't even believe. That just goes to show you just how bad off we were. So nobody can ever say, well, I get saved when I get ready. No, you can't. None of us got saved when we got ready. Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.